The Rambam begins Parag Aleph Hilchos Deos by illustrating the extreme ends of the spectrum for various midas. Yesh shehu bal taiva lo sispa nafsho mehaloch b'tavosa. There's a type of individual who's thoroughly a bal taiva, that lo sispa nafsho mehaloch b'tavosa. He can never satisfy that hedonistic impulse. At the other end of the spectrum, at the opposite end of the spectrum, yeshuhu tohor guf b'yoser lo yisav muatim shaguf removed from gashmius, that he doesn't even want what's vital and necessary. Yesh bal nefesh v'chava shel tispa nafsho mikol momon ha'olam k'inyan shenema oiv kesef lo yisba kesef. Someone whose appetite for wealth is so great that it's insatiable. V'yesh mekatsa shedayo afilu dov muat shelo yasek lo v'lo yirdof lahasek al tzorko. And then at the other end of the spectrum, there's someone who's so disinterested in money that he doesn't even... what's needed. The Rambam then continues, Yeshu misagef atzmo bevav v'kovetz al yodo v'en ocho putu mishalo al b'tzar godol. There's a type who's so stingy that he afflicts himself by denying himself proper nutrition because he doesn't want to spend the few pennies that are required. And then there's another type who squanders all his money, etc. The Rambam then says in Halacha Gimel, he tells us that Shnei Tzavos Arachoko Zomi Zosha B'Chodeya V'deya Einon Derech Tova. The extremes are not the Derech Tova. V'ein Roy Lolo Odom L'Lechaz Behen. And a person should not be charting a path at either end, at either extreme of the spectrum. Halacha Dalad Ram continues. Hadarach ha-yishor himida benene shebechol deya v'deya. What's yoshar yoshar, I don't know, I mean, in some contexts, obviously we translate yoshar as straight, but that clearly doesn't capture the... doesn't begin to capture the full sense of the word. Maybe straight and upright, morally upright. The upright, correct path, shevachol deya v'deya, mikol hadeya sheyesh l'adam. With regard to all deyas, again, famously in Parak Beis, the Rambam does make two exceptions. The middle path, which is equidistant from both extremes, is the Derech HaYishar. That's how the Rambam and the Rambam says with the Fichach, because this is the case, because the Derech HaYishar is the Midah HaBeinonis. Tzivu Chachamim Shehe Odom Shom Deosav Tamid. Chazal say that a person should be constantly, Tamid, should be assessing his character traits, Umasharei Osam, and evaluating them, Umachaben Osam, and directing them, steering them, B'derecha Emtzais, K'dei She'yehei Shalom. So this is as it were, a complete, compelling presentation, identifying what the Derech HaYishar is, quoting Chazal's mandate for constant Cheshbon HaNefesh in this area. Later, at the end of Halacha Hey, the Rambam begins to shift the presentation. Umetzuvim onu lalechiz bedrochim elu habeninim, vehem adrochim vahatovim vahayisharim, shenem avaholachti bedrochav. Here, for the first time, we discover that the midah, the drachim habeninim, adaki Hashem. Initially, the Rambam presents it as the Derech HaYishar. And even here, he repeats, heim hadrachim hatovim v'hayisharim. But now he segues and also frames them as the Darkei Hashem. And then the Rambam basically confirms this reading that there are two parallel, well, not parallel, two independent depictions, two lines of presentation that have converged. There's a line of presentation of a Derech HaBeinonis, which is a mechayev kishel atzmo, even before we discover that it's the Derech Hashem. And then there's the Darkei Hashem, and these two lines converge. Ulefisha Hashemos Ha'elu, the second half of Halacha Zayin, the last halacha in the parak. Ulefisha Hashemos Ha'elu Shenikru Behen Ayotzer Hein HaDerech HaBeinonis She'anu Chayovim Lalachas Ba Nikris Derech Zoh Derech Hashem. Since the Derech HaBeinonis is also the Derech Hashem, so Memela, the Derech HaBeinonis is known as the Derech Hashem. There's something very remarkable here. Again, initially, the Rambam presents the Midah Beinonis as a Derech HaYishara. Again, what's morally correct, upright. Subsequently, the Rambam tells us that the Darkei Hashem are also the Derech HaBeinonis. L'chora as follows. Rereading here, in Halacha Gimel, the Rambam says again, when talking about both extremes, each of the two extremes. So the Rambam says, Shnei tzavos ha-rechokos zo mizo shebechol deyo v'deyo einan derech tova. They're not the derech tova. V'ein ro'ui lo lo'oda l'lechaz bahen v'lo l'lamdan la'atzma. Rambam says it's not ro'ui for a person to follow either of the extremes. What do you mean, ein ro'ui? It's against the mitzvah. Later in the parak, the Rambam is going to identify that it's a mitzvah sesei daraisa to go to follow the derech habeninus, which clearly translates that if the person veers away from that derech, it's a bitul hamitzvah to do, not just something which is a good idea, not just something which is noble, it's something which is a chiyuv. So what do you mean? What do you mean, ein ro'ui? So the answer is that sometimes the Rambam employs the term ro'ui in the sense of a chiyuv which emerges mitzad hasechel v'hasvara. A chiyuv which is muchach u'muchach mitoch hasechel mitoch hasvara, what in other contexts the Rambam describes as hadas notolahem. What Chazal referred to as mole didna Torah, even if Torah hadn't been given, so hayinyin lemeidin tznius mechasul and gezel min nemola. Tenets of morality, certain fundamental hanhogas that a person can know mitzad haseichel v'hasvara, with which HaKadosh Baruch Hu granted us. And ro'ui in the Rambam, you find similar use. Just to give one other example, in Parag Alv v'Hilchos Avodah Zarah, the Rambam describes how Avraham Avinu recognized and taught that it's ain ro'ui to be Oved Avodah Zarah, and that it's only, and that it's ro'ui to exclusively be Oved HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Clearly, we're not talking about Amidas Chasidus. We're not talking about something which is, you know, all things being equal is a good idea, and, you know, it's something which is becoming. We're talking about something which is at the core of Yichud Hashem. So what we mean is that it's Muchach u'muchach mitoch hasvar. Additionally, it's also a pasuk in Chumash. So we know the chiyuv of the midah beninus to strike the balance. We know that chiyuv hein mitzad hasechel v'hasvar, hein mitzad hagzeras hakosuv, hein mitzad hapasuk, and that's what accounts for. That's what underlies these two seemingly different lines of presentation, that initially the Rambam is just depicting. Again, if you don't have the Rambam in front of you now, go afterwards, please take a look. Osios machkinos u'meiros. Initially, the Rambam describes, defines the derech hayeshara, the midah habeninus, as a derech hayeshara. Even without the mitzvah, which emphasizes that the Darkei Hashem. Kuntois, what emerges, Rabosai, is something remarkable. The Midah Beninus is absolutely crucial. On one level, mitzad shehu adam. A person, the same way we know that physical health requires balance, and if there's a chemical imbalance in the body, it can create all kinds of havoc and medical problems and issues and illnesses, Rachmana Litzlan. So the same is true in terms of one's emotional health, in terms of one's spiritual health. The teva ha'odam is such that Adam was created as a bria that has to be a bria mu'uzenis, balanced. And Emes, the Rambam says, is mefurish. If you take a look in Shmona Prakim, this dimension of the Midrash Beinonis, that it's just purely, not purely, but that also on the human level, it's something which just mitzad the physical, psychological, religious, spiritual reality of who, of what a person is. Mitzad the physical, psychological, emotional, spiritual reality of who, of what a person is, a person needs to follow the Derech HaBeninus. After describing extreme behavior, giving illustrations of extreme behavior, the Rambam says, again, this is in Shemona Prakim, Perek Dalet, the Rambam writes, V'zos ha-Torah ha-Tmima, the complete, perfect Torah, complete, perfect Torah, right? Those two are sides of a coin, right? Shleimus and Tmimus. V'zos ha-Torah ha-Tmima ha-Mashlemes osanu, k'mo she-heyed olehu yoda, Torah Hashem Tmima, the Torah never commanded any of these types of unbalanced behaviors. The Torah never commanded anything of imbalance. Ela rotzasa, listen to this phrase, Rabbi Osei, sheyehei ha'odom tiv'i. The Machon HaMo'or and Lahavdil Ben Achaim, Rav Kapach, they both have the identical translation here. Sheyiyah Adam Tivi. The natural state in which a person is supposed to be is in a state of balance. When there's imbalance, there's something unnatural. And what's unnatural in this context and many, many contexts is unhealthy. Again, be it physically, be it psychologically, emotionally, religiously. So clearly on one level, on the level of the Mechayev of Ro'oi, the Mechayev is mitzad shehu odom. That's what the tivius ha'odom is Mechayevus. Me'idach gisa. Without looking into who, what the bria of odom is, if we just look at the Darkei Hashem, with the tzivoy of Alachta Bidrachov, so that also points to the identical Derech HaBeninus. Two different lines of presentation, two different perspectives, two different vantage points, which converge, which are totally congruent. A little bit of the pshat in that. Is is that the Darkei Hashem that we're able to glimpse, we have no perspective on HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself, on HaKadosh Baruch Hu outside of beyond the Bria. We have no tfisa in that realm. Our whole tfisa is HaKadosh Baruch Hu in creating Teva, in creating us, and in his hanhoga of us. The Rambam writes that the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim Hem HaMaisam HaYotzim Milfon of Yisala Ba'asher LaHavo'az B'nei HaOdom Lidei Mitziyu V'hanhogosam. That the Darkei Hashem in his capital H providence. So then, little wonder that these two are identical. That what Tivius HaOdom is Mechayeves, Mechad Gisa, and what the Darkei Hashem in creating Teva and in our fears, Meidach Gisa, little wonder that those two converge and that they're one and the same. The recognition, the understanding, which the Rambam clearly thinks is crucial to recognize both of these levels and both of these chayvim of the hein mitzad tivius ha'odam hein mitzad darkei Hashem. Accounts for an phenomenon which comes about inevitably, and the pshat, pesha hadava, is known to us because of the Rambam's presentation here. the fundamental yisod. He's commenting on the Mechilta that Rashi quotes at the beginning of Aseres HaDibros, where Yadav Elokim is called Advan Ma'ila Leimor. Mechilta says, Ein Elokim El Adayin. And the Rav explains, again, this is not the idea is his, the presentation is being integrated into our context. We know that Chazal talk about that there are mishpatim that, again, we would have known on our own, even if they hadn't been psukim in the Torah. They are also psukim in the Torah, but we would have known even if they hadn't been psukim. Gezel, Shvichas Domim, v'chulu. And then the Chukim, which we wouldn't have known if they hadn't been psukim in the Torah. Says the Rav, there's a fundamental difference which runs deeper than just that description. What we would have known even had they not been psukim in the Torah, are the same way there's natural physical law, there's natural moral law. In the physical realm won't be a person brazenly says, no, I don't hold from the Ribbono Shel Olam's law of gravity. And to demonstrate his independence, he's going to walk out. He's going to open a 10th story, a window on the 10th floor, and he's going to step out the window. So are the consequences only going to be in Olam Haba for his act of rebellion? No, the consequences are immediate. Because if a person defies the natural scheme in Olam Haza, the consequences are not only loss of lava when he gives his din b'chet. If a person puts on kelayim, there are no immediate consequences. He's not going to get a rash necessarily because he's wearing Samuel Pishtim Yachtav. Lav Dafka. Could be the whole thing is just going to be a din v'cheshbon lasad lav. But what's part of the natural, the same way, what's part of natural physical law, there are immediate consequences. There are immediate consequences also. Our society began disintegrating 50 plus ago when it began to not only challenge chukim, but when it challenged all the natural morality, it caused the disintegration of society. The fact that there were so many children growing up not with two parents. And I'm not referring to the divorce, who never knew their father. The total chaos, the people don't acknowledge simple biological realities about gender. All that is because when mishpatim, like natural physical law, if one defies natural physical law, there are consequences in Olam Haza. If one defies natural moral law, there are consequences in Olam Haza. And just look into today's world with all of its, let's euphemistically say, problems, and one sees the truth of this profound insight. And this perspective is relevant also to the Midah Beninus. When we don't stick to that path, the consequences are not only loss of love, the consequences are in the here and now. We pay a price. When there's imbalance, imbalance in any and every of the midas, the toll that it takes is not only some future, but presently indiscernible. It's present and indiscernible. The stakes are not always the same, but the pattern is. because it's just Ratzisa Shia Odin Tivi. Holech v'derech ha'emtzayis. If a person denies tivi yisodam and doesn't give the body what it needs, he's going to get sick. If a person denies tivi yisodam, the balance that has to be struck and maintained in any area, the consequences are already going to be evident in the here and now. A good Shabbos. Everyone should be well, be safe, Pastor Hashem.